University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, an edition of SFE News, and an update on the Western Lacrosse Association. First up in the second half is the fourth act of the hour, LPGOB's Daughter with Succession. That was Succession from LP Giobbe's Daughter. Just made some corrections on my script. Now to SFE News, all based on Exim Department webpages. On May 24th, Donna Sato, an SFE alumnus, and Andy Yan discussed Sato Spoke Chinatown in Vancouver at Vancouver Public Library Central Branch. Andy Yan is also involved in SFU, as he is the SFU City Director and SFU Urban Associate Professor of Professional Practice. Also May 24th, graduate liberal studies student Ellen Valencourt Obisinka revealed her MA creative project, Slicely. On May 25th, Nicole Catherine, an assistant professor in the Faculty of Health Sciences, also the Canada Research Chair in Child Health and Equity and Policy Tier 2, had her new research that was co-authored, Effects of Nurse Home Visiting on Intimate Partnership Violence and Maternal by 24 Months Postpartum, a randomized controlled trial led by SFU's Children Policy Center, had its findings published on The Conversation, where nurse-family partnerships reduced intimate partnership violence, which was retweeted by SFU Health on May 26. When SFU also retweeted launching Innovation to Invention Research at the University, backed by a $22.9 million funding to reinforce Canada's innovation system. A research from two SFU experts, Sophie Wilkinson and Stephanie Cleland, as four largest wildfires in BC have occurred since 2017. So, SFU tweeted three things. Sophie Wilkinson was part of the study, the 2023 wildfires in British Columbia, Canada, impacts, drivers, and transformations to coexist with wildfire, published in Canadian Journal of Forest Research back in January, which looked at drivers of wildfires, suggested six strategies in how BC confronts wildfire challenges. As BC wildfires burn 2.8 million hectares. Stephanie, just a minute, please. That is Stephanie Cleland, an assistant professor in the Faculty of Health Sciences and the head author in The Co-Occurrence of Wildfire Smoke and Extreme Heat Events in British Columbia, 2010 to 2022, evaluating spatiotemporal trends and inequities in exposure burden, which found all BC communities had at least 7 days of coal exposure between 2010 and 2022. Between 2010 and 2024, communities experienced just one average day per year from wildfire smoke and heat exposure, but the number jumped to 4.5 days per year between 2018 and 2022. Alumni encouraged people to join the SFU Online Book Club. The Department of Geography announced that Alex Soderman successfully defended their PhD thesis titled Unraveling the Deglaciation of the Cordillian ice sheet through a palimpsest, meltwater-dominated landscape on the southern Fraser Plateau, British Columbia. Faculty of Education highlighted Katie Earle, who will graduate from the Resource Environmental Management Program, as she will be working as a conservative technician with Ducks Unlimited Canada, as the REM program aligned with her interests in science, policy, and environment. The School of Computing Science congratulated Richard Zhang, who was recently inducted into the Association for Computing Machinery's Special Interest Group on Computer Graphic and Interactive Techniques Academy, while Mohsen Javdani, an associate professor of economics, School of Public Policy, Urban Studies, had an article published on theconversation.com arguing that modern monetary theory can help Canada as it shifts focus from arbitrary fiscal rules to real economy constraints, with inflation being the real economic constraint, and defying the idea that money is inherently scarce. And School of Interactive Arts and Technology encouraged students to submit kapu designs to the Student Theatre Contest. On May 27th, alumni congratulated Allison Lawton, as she will be receiving an honorary degree next month from Capilano University as the founder, CEO of Mindset Venture Group and Mindset Social Innovation, both of which confront global health challenges and link to organizations such as Clinton Foundation, UNICEF Canada, produced the Emmy-winning documentary in Ghana, Digital Dumping Ground. Scott Lear, a professor in health sciences, talked to Gordon McIntyre of Vancouver Sun, where he called out WHO diet guidelines as unrealistic for many people around the world, based on the research Pure Prospective Urban-Rural Epidemiology, which began in India in 2002 and has now expanded to 28 countries and 5 continents, with over 200K participating and delved into society's influences on chronic non-communicable diseases around the world. WAC Library hosted Student Learning Commons Ice Cream Sunday Circles in the Burnaby main campus. Political Science tweeted a video of Tatiana Parrish, who delivered a 3-minute presentation titled CEDAW and Feminist Pressure Canada to End Femicide, as well as Dr. Anil Hira's research titled Cooperatives Across Clusters, Lessons from the Cranberry Industry, which found cooperative arrangements in agricultural sectors. SFU recognized Catriona Lemay-Doan, a 2-time gold medalist for Canada in the 1998 2002 Winter Olympics, on top of 5 world championships, on Order of Canada recipient, as she graduated from the Business Certificate Program from SFU's Continuing Studies at the age of 54. Research Center for Scottish Studies posted a link that found 5 lost Gaelic words, which were recovered by Scottish linguists. And SFU Vancouver encouraged graduates to buy unique gifts from the SFU bookstores. On May 28th, Woo-Soo Kim, a mechatronics engineering professor, earned a Scholarly Impact of the Week for developing a smart sensing system that accurately determines when and how much water tomato plants need, applying a 3D printing sensor that uses plants' own electrophysical signals. Education Research Hub released episode 63 of IDEAS, Innovative Dialogue in Educational Approaches and Scholarship, featuring doctoral candidate Sabrina Engel, who shared her research on decolonizing vocational education and supporting inclusivity. Physics announced their 2025 Convocation Medal winners, Matthew Layton, a PhD in physics with the Dean of Graduate Studies Convocation Medal, Alistair Bevan, a BSc Honors in Chemical Physics with the Governor General's Silver Medal, and Kai Emmond, a BSc Honors in Mathematical Physics with the Governor General's Silver Medal. The Beatty School of Business highlighted alumnus Celia Chang, who once started flower shops from Coquitlam to Port Moody at 25, then enrolled in the school's executive MBA program, from which she applied her educational skills to launch a North Vancouver boutique distillery called the Woods Spirit Co., which she wants to pass on to her daughter, a Beatty business student. A BD school business student herself. The university announced the passing of Dr. John Monroe, an economics professor who was the Dean of Faculty of Arts, Vice President, Academic, and Provost during his tenure at SFU. While Paul Mayer, an adjunct professor in the School of International Studies, wrote on Open Canada, where he said Canada should stay away from the U.S. President Donald Trump's Golden Dome, citing four reasons, but spend $40 billion in modernizing NORAD, which the School of International Studies tweeted on May 29th, when SFU also tweeted this week as the BC Access Ability Week, celebrating abilities and accommodating people with disabilities. The Linguistics Student Union presented Cold Series, Career and Opportunities with Linguistic Degrees, at Robert C. Brown Room 6152 in the Burnaby Main Campus, or via Zoom. Research for Scottish Studies tweeted a link about Ian Rankin, a Scottish crime writer who has found the dark side of Edinburgh, and his 25 novels about Inspector John Rebus. Also yesterday, Darren Byler, an assistant professor studying Uyghur culture, talked to New York Times, David Pearson, on China's state labor programs, trying to lift one of the country's poorest regions out of poverty, but also trying to minimize resistance to the Chinese rule. Let's see what's going on today. This will be right on the fly. It'll just be SFE news and events that capture attention from different walks of life. Just bear with me a minute. Okay. Oh, also yesterday, SFU researchers were awarded $2.88 million for strengthening Canadian water monitoring, microbes, and other life. There's two SFU lead projects. One is iMicroSec, unifying Canada's eDNA monitoring, with the other being ChuMet, empowering rural and Indigenous communities. So this was on the SFU website. Well, it is still on the SFU website. Let's look at events from today. There was Wildfire Hackathon. Well, there's Wildfire Hackathon at Diamond Alumni Center in SFU. Inclusive and accessible teaching strategies across disciplines. That was via Zoom. SFU BD Entrepreneurship Connect is taking place right now at the Harbor Campus on 515 West Hastings.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Now I'd like to update on the Western Lacrosse Association. It is an amateur league of senior A box lacrosse sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association. On May 24th, the Victoria Shamrocks bested the host Coquitlam Adirondacks in a 10-9 barn burner, highlighted by Matthew Gauthier's 3 goals, 5 assists, and Clark Patterson's 1 goal, 6 assists at Poirier Sports Centre. On May 25th, the visitors' newest Salmon Bellies survived a 12-10 slugfest against the Maple Ridge Barrards, highlighted by Marcus Klarich's 5 goals and an assist at Cam Neely Arena. On May 28th, the Langley Thunder dominated New West, highlighted by Caleb Kahn's 42 saves on 48 shots and John Phillips' 2 goals, 2 assists at Langley Events Center. Just trying to get the score here. Just bear with me here. Just looking at the WLA website. That was Nanaimo Timbermen. Sorry. So on May 28th, the Langley Thunder dominated Nanaimo Timbermen 11-6, highlighted by Caleb Kahn's 42 saves on 48 shots and John Phillips' 2 goals, 2 assists at Langley Events Center. On May 29th, New West frightened Langley 17-9, led by Kai Turt's 2 goals, 6 assists, and Mitch Jones' 5 goals, 4 assists. Tonight sees the Burnaby Lakers visiting Victoria at the Q Center in Colwood with the ball drop at 6:45 p.m.
Hello, this is Kelly from the Peak Publication Society, SFU student-led newspaper. Recently, news organizations have been facing issues sharing news content. All news outlets, including small publications like us, have been affected due to Meta's refusal to comply with the Online News Act and compensate news companies. We have been serving our diverse student community for years and need your support to continue. If you'd like to contribute as a paid writer, illustrator, or photographer, follow us on Instagram at @thepeak@SFU. Keep reading our stories at the-peak.ca. If Meta is listening, we're just a community promoting SFU events. Please don't block us again.
Here are the current standings in the Western Lacrosse Association. The New West Salmon Bellies are first at 3-0, 2 points for a win with 1 point for a tie. The Victoria Shamrocks are second at 2-0, 4 points. The Langley Thunder are third at 2-1, 4 points. The Coquitlam Adirondacks are fourth at 0-2, much like the Maple Ridge Barrage and the Nanaimo Timbermen, and the Burnaby Lakers. So there is a 4-way tie for last at this time.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UCAS and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to episode 21 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Just going to provide the update, the possibly the final score in the Hillsborough Hawks Vancouver Canadiens game, as the last update was in the top of 9th. The game has ended with the Vancouver Canadiens shellacking the Hillsborough Hawks 8-1. Now to the last tune before 4, it is, just a minute please, King Paris, There It Goes. Okay, I will have to use another tune because it's too long for right now. Let me look. Tara Lily's Speak in the Dark with Double Time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.